News Talk 1620 WTAW. The first murder investigation Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk was involved with remains unsolved. But there is new life after DNA technology that is 2 years old has created a second set of composite drawings in the December 1981 stabbing and strangulation of College Station realtor Virginia Freeman.
And on that fateful day, she took a call from an unknown caller who had stated that he had cash and was wanting to invest in some rural property. Virginia selected a vacant listing that was on Greensbury Road near the intersection of Wood Lake Drive, which is south of College Station, and left the office around 3 p.m. It was later in the evening, around 7, when her husband reported her missing to the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, and ultimately later, it was her husband who found Virginia's body at that location. Virginia had been viciously attacked. She was dragged from the front of the house to the side of the house, which that part of the house was obscured from view from the road. At the scene, there was signs of a significant struggle. Her wounds included being stabbed multiple times, strangled and bludgeoned, bludgeoned with a 4.5-pound piece of concrete. The initial investigation was very extensive. It included a neighborhood canvas and ultimately the identification of some individuals who had been in the area near the time of the murder. Interviews of those witnesses included a bus driver and a brick mason who had been working in the area at the time. It was their description through the use of hypnosis that led to the initial sketches that were done by a forensic artist supplied to us by the Department of Public Safety.
Kirk, who photographed the crime scene where Freeman was found near a house for sale she had shown on Greensbury Road, hopes the new composites will jog someone's memory.
I can tell you that by looking at this, you can see the likeness of a person that was developed through this DNA analysis. The sex, to 100%, is known to be male. The age at the time of the crime is unknown, so this composite is done to an age of 25. With a body mass of being normal and an ancestry of European mixed. And so this lays out here what percentage of Europe, West, South, Southeast, and of this person's ancestry. And more importantly, down here we see through their analysis, they've determined that the skin color of our suspect is fair to very fair. So on a level of light to dark, our suspect is here at the confidence of exclusion of the darker colors to the point of 94.4% confidence. The eye color is known to be, through our analysis, to be green or blue to an 83.8% confidence. Hair color, known to be brown to black to a 97.4% confidence. And freckling to being few to some at a 41.7% confidence. Now, the very interesting part of this is that if we had any suspects that had characteristics other than this, they could be excluded because they don't fall in the range of analysis. So this is what the suspect looked at the age of 24. Now, our crime was committed 35 years ago, so the suspect has aged through that time. And through a process that Ellen could describe to you, they have age progressed their composite to what that person might look like at the age of 70. And so we are asking that anyone that has information that they contact us. And they can do so by calling the sheriff's hotline at 979-361-4986. They can also use the Crime Stoppers program. The Brazos County Crime Stoppers number is 979-775-TIPS or 775-8477. A call to Crime Stoppers also triggers, if an arrest is made in this case, the payment of a reward of $1,000. We've also partnered with Texas Crime Stoppers and the Texas Rangers Cold Case Task Force, who are also, as of today, featuring the Virginia Freeman case as a cold case, and a call to Texas Crime Stoppers could trigger a reward as well.
Online at WTAW.com, you can see the new composite drawings. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.